Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
It's now 4 months since a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s were arrested on suspicion of murder in the 1984 Kerry Babies case. This afternoon, the couple's solicitor has made an appeal to authorities and he joins us now on the line. Padraig O'Connell, welcome to Drive Time and thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what it is that you're looking for?
Good evening, Sarah. I'm looking for this matter to be brought to a conclusion. My clients continue to suffer and will suffer until the due process has been completed and they are advised as to precisely what's happening and what will happen. We have heard absolutely nothing since their release from detention under arrest in the two Garda stations, Castle Island and Listowel, respectively, as you say, some 4 months ago. We have not been told whether the file has gone to the DPP, and if so, what the DPP has done with the file. We've had no results from the DNA, we were told, that was sent expeditiously to Dublin for that purpose. And we have absolutely been left in total limbo. My client's employment is on the hold. Their lives are on the hold. And I repeat, they're in absolute limbo. It is an utter disgrace the way they're being dealt with.
And what sort of impact has this weight then had on your clients? I know you're saying one of them, their employment is on hold, but I suppose emotionally then they're finding it very difficult.
Indeed, as are their immediate and extended families.
Both their employments are on hold. Have you been in touch with the Gardaí or what is it that you think you could be given at this point?
Well, first of all, it's not my role to be in contact with the Gardaí. My role is a solicitor for my clients and it's for the Gardaí to make contact with me to advise me on the precise position relative to the investigation. I've heard absolutely nothing. There has been a closed door and there's been total silence. And you must keep in mind, these are innocent people who are brought in out of the blue in the middle of the night and detained for the maximum period before they're released without charge.
I understand that it's very frustrating from your point of view, Padraig, but that is often how these cases go, isn't it, in terms of investigations? They often take a lot of time.
It may very well be so, but what we're talking here about is an allegation which is unsubstantiated that goes back for a considerable period of time. So we're talking about unfairness and we're talking about lack of due process. Why in the name of God cannot we be told what's happening?
Okay, so that is effectively what you're asking for. You're asking for information as to what's happening. And again, I know from speaking to other people on this show in relation to other investigations who are frustrated not getting information, that also tends to be what happens, is that you don't get the information until charges are laid.
Well, I don't expect any charges to be laid in this case. And I want to emphasise my client's innocence in total. But we're quite entitled to be told what's happening. I mean, it's a very simple thing for the Garda authorities to let me know, has the file been sent to the DPP? What are the results of the DNA? It's simple. Why are we not told? Is this a prolonging of the agony of my clients? I believe it is.
So do you believe this case then should be expedited?
I believe that this case should have been expedited long before I'm talking to you today, Sarah.
And would you have any understanding, I suppose, of the high caseload the DPP might be dealing with or indeed the number of cases the Gardaí might be dealing with?
I keep it quite simple. What's the difficulty in letting me know the file has gone to the DPP?
Okay.
There should be no difficulty with that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's Padraig O'Connell, who is the solicitor of the couple who were arrested in the Kerry Babies case. Thank you, Padraig, for joining us in Drive Time.